Scrooge Family Ghost by Todd Puccio. Version November 2022, Introduction. I shall attempt in these little tales to fill in some gaps to a story that is well known. These gaps are not filled by necessity, by which I mean the story of the haunting of Ebenezer Scrooge is a tale of its own. That story, as relayed by C.D., has been enough to enkindle a blazing love of Christmas throughout the world, and for that I shall be eternally grateful, as his little tale became the fulfillment of a miraculous wish that he was quite unaware of. It is for my children that I have written these little things down, because the tale, as told by C.D., lacks a certain element, that of context. For the greater tale is about a family history. It is a tale about a wish and a family that has been haunted because of that wish. After reading the tale of Ebenezer Scrooge, my children were haunted, in a manner of speaking, by certain questions. What inspired Mr. Dickens to write the tale? Why did the ghost haunt Mr. Scrooge? Why did Mr. Marley come to care about anyone's salvation? Why didn't Fred's wife play any of the games? What made Scrooge's father so angry to begin with? Of course, we know that children are quite inquisitive, and these children had many more questions each time they read the famous Christmas story. The Lord above has seen fit to reveal the gracious thread of the family haunting to me, as those details were hidden from C.D. when he heard of only one part of the tale and exposed that portion of it to the world. Fortune, or should I say fate, would have it that, as my wife says, I have a cheerful disposition that disarms many folks, and they tell me things. I have seen this to be true, that people do indeed tell me things. The living often tell me their stories, and on occasion, so have the dead. When miraculous things happen to people, it is always just one part of a greater miracle. Such things do not happen in isolation, even though they may seem to be such at the time. One miracle begets another. One prayer answered may beget another prayer spoken, and one haunting may be quite related to another. This is something that I learned one day when so much of this became very clear to me. I had recently visited one of my clients who, I was glad to hear, were happy to place a very large order with me to my great benefit. In the past month, they had come upon some great fortune of business. When my happy business was completed with them, I walked to a nearby park and sat upon a bench so that I could look out into the greenery and consider all of the great anxieties and blessings that I have accompanied me in my life. I had hardly realized when I sat down that I was sharing this bench. Upon this bench in London, I chanced to sit next to a young woman who told me her name was Agnes, reading a little book by Charles Dickens titled A Christmas Carol. Of course, I knew this tale better than anyone, for reasons that soon will become very clear. The most extraordinary thing about this moment was when the maid, for that was her occupation, looked up and asked me if I had read this book. I replied in the affirmative. She then proceeded to tell me that she knew this man in the book. "Which man?" I inquired. "The dead one," she replied. She grinned and told me her ghostly tale.